definitely other side of the coin.
You were the only one that I saw that did one. You didn't hop from bar to bar. You went arm.
Yeah,
to arm.
I did. I don't know what sort of the adrenaline rush it got. I was able to go arm to arm, and I came back, and a couple of the guys were like, "How'd you do that? Like, I thought you were like 6'6". I was like, "No, you know, I just kind of just reached, and it was there."
Did the wall surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, that thing's huge. It's 14 feet, and then at the top, it comes back at you. So you think you can just run up, but you kind of have to jump back and grab it. That was definitely the hardest part about it.
Who's a better athlete, you or your brother?
My brother-in-law? Definitely me. He fell on the first obstacle.
So you got the bragging rights there?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's football and water polo, right?
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, we jumped in the water, I drowned, but yeah.
And man, I missed the first part of that interview. How did you come about with this Ninja Warrior deal? Do you watch the show? Did you?
Yeah, I do. I watch it every now and then when I get a chance. And I mean, it's just amazing the strength that those guys have. And my brother-in-law, he plays water polo for the U.S. national team. And he got a call from a lady involved with the show. And I was with him at the time. And I got all excited and told him to sign me up. And then I got opportunity to do it.
Where did you go to do it?
It was in Venice, California.
And how many contestants were there?
Oh, there was tons of people. I have no idea. It was a lot of people.
Did you complete the course?
Yeah, I completed the first part, and then they take the top 30 times, and they do an extended version. And I didn't make it that far, but I'm proud I made it through the first part, since guys, they build this stuff in their backyard and train for a year and all kinds of
crazy. What was your time?
I don't know. It was a minute and 30 seconds, I think, somewhere in there.
What other Bronco do you think is built for something like that? Is there somebody on this team that you think can do it?
I bet Julius.
Really?
Yeah, that guy's an athlete. He'd probably complete it.
What aspect of your body? I mean, is it upper strength? Is it, you know, some of those mountain climbers have the arms and the hands?
Yeah, it definitely, as you move through the levels, it's more and more upper body, grip strength, shoulders, core. It's a lot of that stuff. So the gymnasts, the rock climbers, parkour guys are really good at it.
When you're sitting at the starting line, do you get the same nerves you get on a football game?
Yeah, you get that little adrenaline rush, and you sort of zone in and focus in on what's ahead of you, and you just go through it.
Have you seen the monster course they have set up in Japan?
Yeah, I've seen. I mean, I watched the show, so I'm very aware of the stuff that they can complete and go through and fall in dirty water.
What do you think is the toughest part of that one, the one in Japan? Because I've seen that too.
I mean, all of it. You can't put a finger on one thing. It's just you sort of complete one and refocus and try and move on to the next one.
You're too young, but back in the day, the NFL used to have this, they used to do obstacle courses, mm-hmm. fellow players against other athletes and stuff like that. You wish they came back with something like that?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be the first one to sign up. I mean, I love doing that type of thing. I have a buddy who's a Navy SEAL, and I'm trying to get him to sneak me onto the base so I can do their obstacle course. I love doing that kind of stuff.
You should build one in your backyard like those guys do, right?
You should build a football field first.
So if I asked you to climb that goalpost behind you, could you get it done?
I think I can get it done. Turn the cameras off.
Don't let Coach see.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Congratulations.
Thank you.